This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. It's an accomplishment decades in the making as the University of South Florida is joining the University of Florida and Florida States as the only preeminent state universities. This came at the recent Florida Board of Governors meeting in Orlando, where we sat down with University System President Judy Genshaft and Provost Ralph Wilcox to talk about the achievement and what it means going forward for USF, its faculty, and its students. Provost, if you could just explain for us what preeminence means in this setting and how it was achieved.
Well, preeminence means that the University of South Florida has arrived. It's arrived in the Tampa Bay region, across the state, as a top-tier research university. Its affirmation for our USF community and the broader Tampa Bay community that the path we have been on now for a number of years to achieve 11 of the 12 benchmarks that the state legislature has set for us have now been achieved. While we're proud and excited with that accomplishment, we know that there's an awful lot more work to do.
And these are mainly academic benchmarks that we're talking about?
They are student success benchmarks, they're research benchmarks, and benchmarks related to philanthropy or fundraising.
President Genshaft, I'm going to throw three dates at you. Florida State, 1851, established. University of Florida, 1853. USF, 100 years less, 1956. What does it say for the university, its faculty, its students to achieve this preeminent status in the shorter period of time?
It's remarkable and it is commendable for all of the team of the University of South Florida. But beyond that, it's momentous for the Tampa Bay community, because every single great community like Tampa Bay has a research university that works together with the community.
In the presentation that you gave to the Board of Governors, you spoke about how this has been a goal since you became the president of the university system in 2000. What does it feel like now that it has been achieved?
We are just beginning. This is an exciting time for us. We're going to celebrate, but we're on our way. So thank you to the Board of Governors, but broader than that, thank you to the Tampa Bay community. This means a great, great deal.
And it also means a little over $6.1 million in recurring funding starting in the coming academic year. What does that mean for faculty? What does that mean for students?
As we have been in the past, we're going to remain focused, disciplined on investing those resources smartly and strategically in ways that will further advance the University of South Florida. And in large part, that means investing in world-class talent, whether the best and the brightest faculty from around the world or the most talented students coming to the University of South Florida and making our university their home.
And the next major issue facing USF is consolidation going forward. That's bringing USF's Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Sarasota Manatee campuses all under one umbrella, particularly academically. Right now, the preeminent status is based off of Tampa's academic status. Is consolidation of these campuses going forward a concern when it comes to maintaining the preeminent status?
We have a plan. We're all in alignment. Everybody's very excited about consolidation, and we will achieve it by 2020.
We have more information on what the preeminent status means for USF on our webpage, wusfnews.org. Again, President Judy Genshaft, Provost Ralph Wilcox of the University of South Florida, thank you for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.